With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dukes and Bell, we are live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. It's been an amazing day. We also want to give a big shout out again to the Special Olympics folks here in the great state of Georgia. We had a terrific event this morning, the Torch Run, as Mike and I were downtown. Big shout out to all the men and women who serve in the Atlanta Police Department who were down there with us, and the motorcycle police as well, guys. Big shout out to Shrek. All these folks we met this morning, it was absolutely incredible. And you can go to our Twitter and certainly our social media pages and see all the stuff that we had a chance to be a part of this morning.
Yep, guys, the 30th annual Special Olympics taking place. A lot of the events at Emory, then there's events all over Metro Atlanta. But all the volunteers, salute from Dukes and Bell and from everybody at 92.9 The Game. So many folks take part. We saw the giant crowd earlier this morning down at Emory. And by the way, about 8 miles and change that everybody from some Special Olympians to guys from the Atlanta Police Academy were running while you and I enjoyed a nice coffee and sat in the 92.9 The Game Suburban.
That we did.
And guys were saying, why aren't you running? I'm like, well, they're called hills, and we don't do hills. And we don't do cardio.
Sometimes. Not like that, though. But it was fun, and everyone that participated, thank you guys, and we appreciate the love. And it was cool to see listeners just, you know, on the street, like, seeing us in the van, and they go, what are you guys doing? Well, we're here to support.
We're always ready for a hey, man. We feed off the affirmation, Carl, so it was kind of neat.
Yeah, and Sean, by the way, I met Sean last night, just trying to give some shout-outs here. We'd love to shout-out to each and every one of you guys.
Yeah, Carl went to the Braves game last night, and I'm sorry I jinxed it for you.
You jinxed me.
Every hour I was doing a sit rep on the weather. And it looked like it was going to be good. What happened?
Well, listen, I got there. It was lightning, rain delay. Ultimately, they called the game. It's going to be made up August 30th. Appreciate the folks hitting me up saying, Dukes, you can use those tickets for the makeup game, obviously. So the Braves put that information out there for everybody who had tickets for last night. August 30th, Cubs come back to town.
Before we get back on the Julio conversation, I asked you earlier, what are the odds that the Braves are in a pennant race on August 30th?
Yeah.
Listen, I mean, where this game might mean something. The Cubs are in the middle of a big division race with five really good teams. Hey, girl. And there's a lot of stuff going on here at Twin Peaks and Kennesaw. I got distracted. Carl, back to you.
I see that. 404-741-0929. Listen, we want to hear more of what you think about this news that hit about an hour or so ago. And, you know, now, Mike, I'm looking at certain websites, and everybody's picking this up. Julio Jones to skip OTAs wants updated deal. That's the gist. And this gets back to the whole scrubbing the Instagram. You can tell me that was nothing. I really thought that was somebody trying to make a statement at the time. And seriously, I said, well, let's hear from the guy. And he didn't say anything. But now this is out there, guys. And, again, I think the timing for this is completely wrong when you talk about all the things that are going on. And I want to be clear about this because I know there might be some people not hearing this. This is separate of what Matt Ryan's deal is about. This isn't me saying Matt should have gotten paid and Julio shouldn't. Matt's deal we knew was on the horizon, and the team told us after the season that it was the number one priority going into the offseason. This was not. Re-upping Julio, giving him an updated contract, that was not on the horizon, okay? So now people are taking this and going, well, they paid Matt, why don't they pay Julio? Two different circumstances, so please understand that. I think that needs to be clear as we talk about this. It's not about, well, I don't want Julio to get his, Mike got his. Matt was the number one priority going into the offseason, and we knew that.
But it's all about the going rate. As we said, there's no justification that a guy like Jimmy Garoppolo, or for that matter, Kirk Cousins got an insane amount of guaranteed money, and he's never won a playoff game. But that was the going rate. There's always going to be a lapse. You're always going to be out of sequence, as we said last hour, to some of the other players based on when they got their deal and when you got your deal. But here's the problem, Carl. You and I were talking about this off the air, so full disclosure. Let's not be over-sentimental about this. I had a guy on Twitter say, Mike, everybody can't be the Patriots. Well, why wouldn't you want to emulate the team that's a perennial champion and in the mix every year by making difficult decisions on when to cut bait on someone? The last thing we needed, and here's the ultimate irony, Carl, all offseason, you and I, or at least I, and sometimes you and I would argue, and I would put cold water on this, brotherhood, teams on the same page, Matt's contract will not divide this team. And that's what it looks like to the average fan. That Matt gets paid, Julio sees guys that aren't half the talent he is getting paid, and now we got a situation. Now we got an unhappy wide receiver.
Ian Rappaport also reports that it's not a big deal to the Falcons that he's going to miss OTAs. To me, it is. To me, it is a big deal. And the reason is simple, guys. You know, he didn't spend a lot of time at OTAs last year, but he was coming off of foot surgery. I was willing to give him a pass, understanding that Julio was healing from the bunion surgery. I can't give you a pass when now we're dropping 30 balls as a wide receiving core, and, Mike, there were touchdowns that were left on the field. I need that rhythm and that practice time.
One of our listeners was just saying, you know, Julio busts bunion making those plays at the Super Bowl with a banged-up foot.
He did.
No one debates that. But guess what? That's 16, baby. We're rolling into 18. These are hard decisions. Let's not be old-school Atlanta. Well, I really like Julio, and he's – who cares? He's a guy now being a distraction who doesn't score touchdowns. What part of that am I making up?
404-741-0929 is the number. You know the history. Eighth overall draft pick out of Alabama in 2011. We gave up a lot to get him. And this is why, again, we're not moving on from him at this point. I don't think that's the case.
First of you, Carl.
I want to be clear on that, too. People are like, oh, well, just we're not moving on from him. But there's timing to everything.
And when do you see trades? Carl, when do you see trades in this time of year? That doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
For guys that are hitting us up, look, let's hope that Julio, somehow Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff and the guys at Arthur, they reach out and whatever is going to go down. But what team in the NFL, unless you're a team that fails on a regular basis, gives a guy about to be 30 with a history of injuries a big contract extension? You don't do that. You let the guy play it out. I mean, hell, the Patriots had Brandon Cooks for one season. They sent him shot.
They traded him. It's true. His base salary, again, 10.5, but his annual per year salary on average is less than 8 guys. There are 8 players basically in front of him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So, yeah. So that's part of the issue, I think. But I'm looking at the contract, Mike, and it says this runs through 2020.
Right.
Through 2020.
It was a 5-year deal.
Free agency is scheduled to arrive in 2021. Now
the contract goes up, by the way. It's not like
it does.
Yes, right now he's out of whack with what a guy like a Sammy Watkins earns.
DeAndre Hopkins.
But guess what? DeAndre Hopkins scored touchdowns look with the pace that he was on. And he still caught touchdowns even after he lost his star quarterback. I mean, I know that some guys are saying, Mike, you're harping on touchdowns. Well, what kept us from winning the division? What kept us from being at home for the playoffs? We lost a number of games where we couldn't perform because we couldn't get to 21 points. And Julio, I mean, Carl, at the bare minimum, break it down to sheer economics. You gave Julio $47 million guaranteed. You gave Matt Ryan, what, $100 million guaranteed?
Yes, $100 million.
So that's $147 million guaranteed that produced 2 touchdowns last season, 3 if you count the playoffs.
For me, the bigger issue is, as we talk to you about this, and again, follow the radio station 92.9 The Game. He is at Mike Bell ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929 as you guys can hit us up with your opinions. But to me, the bigger issue here is just from the team standpoint. And here's the deal. I love it when guys are like, man, you ain't for Julio. No, I'm all for Julio. But I'm all for the Falcons winning, okay? At the end of the day, as a season ticket holder, when I'm down at Mercedes-Benz, I'm about the Falcons winning, and I'm hoping Julio is a big part of that. But from the team standpoint, Grady Jarrett, you got to take care of him. Jake Matthews is your blindside protection for Matt Ryan. Deion Jones, guys, may be the best middle linebacker in the NFL right now.
You drafted so well, Carl. And here's the other thing. It's its own way. Remember how many times you and I had this conversation the last 2 years, especially after the Super Bowl. We said, what really tore up Seattle? Everybody wanted to get paid. And in his own way, Russell Wilson got a monster contract, and it disintegrated. And we had guys calling to our show, Matt's going to get a contract, he's going to wreck this whole thing. We're not even into the season yet. We got guys complaining about money.
Yeah, I don't think that we're there yet. Remember, the other thing that destroyed LOB was injuries, and that was part of the breakdown. But, yes, that played a role. But, Mike, you know, we're not even talking about Devondre Campbell. We're not even talking about Ricardo Allen, who signed his tender and expects to get a big deal next year. We're not even talking about we're not even talking about Tevin Coleman if you plan on keeping him. So there's so many pieces on the board right now where you start going, let's go win it this year, and we'll have to deal with these issues. But I'm not willing to re-up right now and correct Julio's contract. And then, guess what? It puts you in a bad spot.
And the timing couldn't be worse. I mean, you know, what fans ask us all the time, what does the brotherhood mean? What does that mean to you? Right? Now we're getting everybody else's pocket? don't want to hear this nonsense. And the last thing I need, Carl, is Julio. Didn't we not hear that part of the reason there was a misfire on the offense from the coach and from the general manager in the wrap-up postseason press conference, was because, well, Sark never developed that relationship because Taylor Gabriel was banged up and Julio was coming off
people
surgery. Well, now I got Julio, who's not going to be here until, I guess, July. End of July, August.
People were not at practice.
In a year where this offense, the only thing keeping us, Carl, from winning the Super Bowl is getting this offense to score one more touchdown, getting back on track. This is the last thing I think Falcon fans want to hear going into the weekend.
All right, man. We'll see what ultimately happens, and I don't think anything happens anytime soon, but this is a situation now where it's out. And, again, I get back to next time maybe y'all listen because I told you guys this was a thing.
Hey, by the way, I gave you a potato earlier because if you guys listen to the show on a regular basis, and we know you do, that Carl said it's a thing. And I'm like, it's not a thing. And Vaughn McClure is like, whispers, Julio's not happy. Remember, I'm like,
that's right.
Who's whispering? Who are these people? Vaughn's a muckraker. Well, you know what? Vaughn was right. It's going down. It's a real thing now. It's happening.
All right, man.
Unless Ian Rappaport is simply regurgitating Vaughn's report.
Well, either way, if you're Ian Rappaport and you're putting this information out there, you got to know that you're going to upset the Falcons if this is an inaccurate report. It's not worth that. His job is to report stories and to get stories. I'm not going to say something that's not true, Mike, just to get a rise midway in, you know, as we get to the end of May,
right,
when you've got a whole offseason and a whole fall to cover all these teams. I'm not going to tell you Ian's wrong. I think Ian's on this, and that's why he reported that the Falcons will consider it.
But what does that even mean? I mean, we're gonna have
that
Julio.
Means they're gonna listen to him. That's what that means.
We're gonna have Julio blackmailing the Falcons now before the season starts.
They're gonna listen to him as they listen to all these guys. Let's give you a chance to win $1,000 on Dukes and Bell.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
we ready.
We ready.
Yeah, it's ready. Yeah. R-E-A-D-Y.
By the way, there were guys over your shoulder trying to look at the list of words here at the bar, trying to get a jump on it.
That's funny.
72881 is the number, guys. You text ready, R-E-A-D-Y, and the bartenders get to
ready.
Ready to 72881 for our national signing bonus contest for your shot at $1,000.
All right, man. Your chance to win another grand. We're going to let you hear from our new Hawks basketball coach coming up. His name is Lloyd Pierce. Mike and I had a chance to catch up with him earlier this week as he was named the new head basketball coach. He's actually out. Is it Las Vegas? He's out there? Chicago for
Chi-town,
the combine.
Yeah.
That's right. He's in Chicago. But you're going to get a chance to hear what he thinks about this team and, you know, moving forward and building it and the draft picks, because we have three first-rounders and the 34th overall pick, which is the fourth pick in the second round. But he's an interesting guy, man. And, again, I think the right guy for the time of this team. And let's hopefully, build together. But Lloyd Pierce is coming up here on the program next. Appreciate all you guys chiming in. And now people are like, well, Dukes, I guess you were right. Hey, man.
And now guys are accusing us of running Julio out of town.
Not yet.
No, the Falcons apparently are going to go.
No. Not yet. I don't want that. But I don't want a distraction right now either. All right, Lloyd Pierce, the Hawks' new coach. You'll hear him next on Dukes and Bell. We are Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Coming up, we've got our game winner here in about 10 minutes. But Mike and I had a chance to catch up with new Hawks head coach Lloyd Pierce, who was named new head coach earlier in the week. He's up in Chicago coaching and checking things out for the NBA Combine. But the first thing we asked Coach was, what is he expecting or at least looking for in this upcoming NBA draft?
Well, everybody's trying to find that home run. And, the tough part about the draft is it sounds great when they're at the top and looks great when they're at the top. But as you're looking and you're seeing this year, you see a couple guys and Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum who fall through the cracks and they're having unbelievable rookie years. So I think we're just trying to find the right guy, a competitive, ultra-talented, high-level IQ, a great character to represent the city of Atlanta and our Hawks organization. You want to find someone that's going to come here and be a part of this program for a long time.
Coach, take us behind the scenes. What'd you say to Travis Schlenk, or did you? I mean, was this a situation where Travis knew you and you guys were comfortable? We talk about it on the show. You know, I said this is no different than any other job. It's about relationships. Certainly you're capable, or you wouldn't have been given the opportunity. But how much conversation really went on, or was this a situation where he made the call and now you just had to sell yourself to our owner, Tony Ressler?
Well, I asked Travis one thing, and I said, how much job security do you have and how much job security do you want? And if you enjoy job security, then I'm the guy you should hire because I'm going to make you look better.
Mm.
It was really that simple. You know, no, I'm just teasing. I'm not that cocky.
I was going to say.
I like this guy.
No, I like this. You know, stick with that story, Coach. We like it.
We like this, Coach. No, man. I mean, the relationship certainly played. But how much conversation really went on? Was there a lot or very little?
There was a lot, and Travis and I go back to our days in Golden State, and it was just one season, but enough for obviously me to make an impression on him. And as he got his opportunity last year, I was thought of high enough for him to come back when this opportunity presented itself and be considered one of the candidates that he interviewed. And, you know, relationships are everything. You want to have a sense of trust, a sense of loyalty. You want to know the body of work and the guys that you're hiring. I'm going through that now as I'm trying to build a staff and trying to find the right people to help represent my messaging, my DNA, my work ethic, and help build this Hawks organization. So I understood what he had to go through. And at the end of the day, who are you most comfortable with and why?
Right. Lloyd Pierce is with us, guys, putting his staff together to be the next step for the coaching staff for the Hawks as he joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We thought, Coach, one of the selling points would be you're part of the Sixers' turnaround. And one thing we hear is because the season is as tight as it is, you don't get a lot of time to coach these guys. I mean, you get them as a raw, unfinished product out of college, but, I mean, how difficult or how much of a feather in your cap was it what you had there in Philadelphia, what you had to do?
Well, I think there's a little misconception there. It's you get a lot of time to coach them. You just have to be clever in what coaching is. And coaching sometimes is on the court. A lot of times it's via video. A lot of coaching occurs over dinner and lunch. And that's where the relationship starts. That's where the communication enhances. And when you get on the court, you can get direct to the point. You do have limited time because there's four games a week. And as the summer goes by pretty quick and you're trying to put in a system in September and October, next thing you know, the season's upon us and we've got four games every week and we're trying to win and play at a high level. So you just have to find ways to be creative. You have to be clever in how you coach and message, and you have to be very direct. You can't waste time and waste messaging in those slotted times that you have to practice.
Lloyd Pierce joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, I don't want to put you on the spot, but it's what we do.
Impossible.
There are reports out there. This story came out yesterday, and again, I know it's been a whirlwind for you. You may or may not have heard about it, but Dennis Schroeder apparently has unfollowed the team on Instagram and deleted every Hawks-related post. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what that means, if it means anything. And I'm not going to tell you or ask you, you know, a day on the job whether you should keep a guy or not. But what do you make of this situation?
Well, being a social media guy myself, I've followed and unfollowed a lot of times as well. It just depends on the day. And sometimes you're going through it and sometimes you're not. But, you know, I don't make much of it. It's the nature of our business. It's a very social media impacted profession. Obviously, there's some news that's out. I don't know much about it. I had a great conversation with Dennis when I first took the job.
So you have spoken?
Yeah, I have. I reached out to all of the guys.
Okay.
I wanted to kind of establish and introduce myself right from the jump, and we'll go from there. And that's really all it is. It's all I can comment on. It's all I know. Right. And I'm not going to hold anything against that.
Gotcha. It is the new coach of our Atlanta Hawks with us here, Lloyd Pierce, on the WadeFord.com hotline. So what's the style like? Defense switching? We saw some of that. What are we preaching here when you come in and run the show?
Well, defense!
The style is definitely going to be defense. It's, you know, if there's anything I'm going to be arrogant about, it's going to be how tough and how physical and how competitive we're going to be. That's a definite guarantee of who I am. It's the only way I'm going to be able to sleep at night is knowing that we're competing and we're playing hard and we're prepared. But at the same time, the style of play and the way the NBA game is going is you got to be able to score, and you got to find ways to score, and you want to score at high efficiency. And high efficiency today is a three-point shot, and you got to have guys that can make those shots. You got to have guys that can play with pace and score early before the defense gets set. It's a great thing for fans to see a lot of points, but it's also a great thing for us if we plan to keep up with some of those other teams that are still playing right now.
Lloyd Pierce joining us here. Coach, I am a personal friend of LeBron James myself. All right, not really, just playing. But I am a big fan. And I think, you know, this is one of the guys that's been criticized more than anybody else in the history of the game simply because of the circumstances that have played out. But you are a close personal friend. Talk about that relationship with LeBron and how that developed.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent 3 years in Cleveland, and you know, that's the start of my career. And, you know, the guys that I worked with there, you know, it was a special team. We won 66 games 1 year. We won 61 games the other year. And, you know, what else is there left to say? You know, criticism is because you're trying to find something wrong with someone. And I haven't found anything wrong with him at all in terms of his competitive nature, his genuine personality, his ability, which is unparalleled. I have not seen that. I don't know if I ever will. But, you know, it's just a unique opportunity for me as a young coach at that time to be around greatness, and it truly is greatness. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough to know that that size, that speed, that high IQ is all put into one package, and we've been seeing it, what now, 15 years?
Yeah.
Nothing has slowed down. It seems like it's going the other direction, which is scary.
Lloyd Pierce is with us here. Hey, before we cut you loose, Coach, a Santa Clara Bronco, obviously documented you played back in the day with a guy that had tremendous success in Steve Nash. What was the scouting report on Lloyd Pierce? What was your game?
Uh-oh.
Well, Steve was kind of the end-all, be-all for us. You know, unbelievable talent. He's a shooter, passer. He was all-conference, MVP, Hall of Famer now. He ran the point. We had another guy that ran the two that played in the NBA as well that I just got on the floor and I defended the guys that they didn't want to defend, and I ran the court so I can get some open layups. And I was just happy to be there for my first 2 years. You know, I was always a defender. I was a great athlete as a younger player. I went to a university with a coach who taught us fundamentals and discipline and how to play the game. And, you know, I learned the game at a later stage. I had a great athletic ability and natural talent early in my career. But I was around some good people and some good situations where I got to learn the game. It's actually made me a better coach and a better player.
Does Embiid talk that much? Really?
Does he?
Huh? Does he yap, I mean, like that all the time?
You know, there's things that are made about old school and new school basketball. And one of the things I appreciate about the young fella is he is he's an old school competitor. You're not going to talk to him. You're not going to back him down. You're definitely not going to intimidate him. And if he finds out that he can intimidate you, well, guess what?
He's
not going to stop.
Yeah.
He's going for it. And that's old school. And that's a refreshing thing for a young guy that's as talented as he is, as big as he is, as competitive as he is. It's refreshing to see and feel. And he's a joy. He's an unbelievable joy to be around. He's a unique talent in today's game. But he's going to be a special player for a long time.
Of course, Coach, coming from Philadelphia as an assistant, that's why I'm asking him about Embiid. They made a nice run, but they're young and talented. Hopefully we can get there as well. Coach, let's get this number one overall pick, all right? Tonight, draft lottery, guys. And, Lloyd, we look forward to not only meeting you in person, but also building a great relationship with you and supporting what you're doing here with the Atlanta Hawks. Thanks so much.
Let's do it. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Lloyd Pierce, coach of our Atlanta Hawks. And again, guys, we've got to wait to have judgment. We can't rush to judgment on what he is going to be and whether he's a bad hire or a good hire. I think he's the right guy at the right time. But we got to wait to see him win some games and what the system's going to look like.
He's in Chi-Town at the draft combine, and we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of questions. I mean, it's funny how you and I went from like, no. Now we kind of softened on like Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
And we'll see where this thing goes. But first things first, you know what? Let's just trust the process, trust in Travis Schlenk. And if he does trade down, though, I'd be curious to see how the fans respond to that. I think everyone's kind of excited about a top three pick and getting one of the top three athletes in this draft.
Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. We're live at Twin Peaks. I got to tell you, this whole Julio conversation that we've been having, and really, guys, this started a little bit before 5 o'clock. If you're just jumping in the car, you're joining us. The bottom line is reports out there from Ian Rappaport that Julio wants an updated contract. And, you know, if you're going, well, Dukes, what is that? That's a race.
Right.
If you went to your boss, as a matter of fact, Terry Fox, if you're listening, I want an updated contract, okay? I mean, that's what he's asking for, and it's got the bar, man. I mean, guys here hanging out are like, wait a minute. So it's really a mixed bag here.
I mean, we've got a couple of guys. We got one guy right here who's really pro Julio. We got a couple other guys who are saying, look, man, it doesn't matter what Julio's done in the past. It's about where we are right now. That hard, cold, calculating decision that general managers and coaches have to make. It's interesting, bro, because everyone loves Julio. I think everybody out there who's a Falcon fan, like me or Carl, has assumed over the years that Julio, because he doesn't do a lot of media, he's not a diva. He's a low-key guy, and he's not going to make a wave, not even a ripple. And then you hear this in the middle of a season where we need him in camp, not missing OTAs, to throw out there. Now, again, is Ian Rappaport got some exclusive from Julio's people? That's the other thing the guys at the bar were asking us, or is it simply him taking Vaughn's article and pumping some air into it? Vaughn McClure from ESPN.com, who initially insinuated that Julio wasn't happy.
It's May 18th. We talked about what the issue may be with Julio 3-4 weeks ago, and then it faded. Do you find it a coincidence that all of a sudden now this comes out of the blue? I think this has to come from somewhere, Mike. And chasing stories in my career and breaking stories at one point, I just think that, you know, there are things that are always out there.
Right.
And then you get a confirmation from somebody. And I've always said this. You know, guy just asked me, well, do you think Julio did? No, I don't think Julio called Ian Rappaport. But that doesn't mean somebody connected to him hasn't said this and said, listen, here's what the deal is. And then Ian took this and said what he said about it.
Look, Julio, we've seen some ad campaigns around Julio. Do more interviews. Do more media. Become more marketable. Supplement your income the way a lot of athletes do. You know, I'm sorry, coming off the year he had last year, I don't want to hear about the 1,400 yards. 1,400 yards from the 20-yard line to the 20-yard line is awesome. Get us in the end zone, baby. I don't want to hear about that. This is the worst timing. As a Falcon fan, I believe in the brotherhood, and this is the kind of thing which kind of – it will throw some, let's be honest, Carl, some cracks into that facade. You know, because Matt gets paid, and 2 weeks later we got Julio bellyaching about money, if you believe the reports of Ian Rappaport.
Well, even if you do, and I do, it doesn't – it's not the end of things, guys. I'm not tripping to the point where this is going to destroy our team.
He's still under contract. He's going to go
absolutely
play.
Absolutely.
And by the way, none of this matters if Sarkisian can't dial up the plays to put him in the position to score.
All right, man. Updated contracts. That's tonight's game winner.
All right, guys. 404-741-0929. When is the last time you asked for a raise? The last time you asked for a raise?
Why are you looking at AT?
Well, I think Arthur's a hardworking guy. When's the last time you worked for you asked your boss, hey,
he's
man.
He's very silent, though.
When's the last time you asked your boss for a raise? Make a case to Dukes and Bell why you deserve a raise.
Why you deserve it.
Because I know Julio don't deserve no raise. 404-741-0929.
All right, that's tonight's game winner live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question...
When was the last time you asked for a raise? Or, if you feel you deserve a raise, pitch your angle to Dukes and Bell right now at 404-741-0929.
We will be the judge and jury on whether or not you are deserving. But seriously, because here's the deal. In most forms of employment, it's a difficult thing.
Right.
Now, professional athletes are different because it's performance-based. And the value of what your team is. But it's like that at a lot of companies. And it's ironic, Mike, because I tweeted out today something that is just blown up in regard to kind of this comment about, you know, doing more for less
right.
until you get to a point where you're making the kind of money you want. But Julio Jones, I just said this to Mike. It's trending now on social media, and we're going to grab your phone calls here on the Game Winner. But this sounds, if you don't live here and you see this, Falcons wide receiver Julio Jones wants a new contract, will not attend organized team activities. Doesn't sound good.
If that was Antonio Brown or an Odell Beckham or an A.J. Green, you'd be going, oh, wow, they got a problem over there.
Yep.
Well, whatever this is, we're going to have to figure it out. All right, guys, you're on the radio. Make a case for a raise. Hey, man, what you got?
26 years retired, Master Sergeant. I never asked for a raise, and if somebody had asked me for a raise, they'd have got one about 2 foot in the air by my boot up their ass.
Jeremiah, thanks for your service.
I just do my job.
I'm just saying, Jeremiah, at some point you could have worked for Halliburton or you could have gone to the private sector, but we do thank you for your service.
Yeah, the military, again, it's a different world.
Well, your dad was a lifer, right?
Yes, well, 30 years, Sergeant Major of the Army, but it's a different world. Listen, there are politics in every job, okay? There is.
Right.
So the idea that, I'm not getting what I deserve. None of us are getting what we deserve. We all think we're worth $1 million.
No, I got to be honest. I'm exactly where I'm at right now. I deserve exactly what I'm getting. Well, Carl, we're putting up good numbers, and I'm very lazy. You're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us?
We're putting up good numbers, and I want more.
What do you got for us, buddy? You deserve a raise. Why?
I asked for a raise last night. Giggity, giggity.
So stupid. You know what? It's Friday. Y'all are silly, man.
Right on, baby.
Y'all are silly.
You better check with the wife on that one. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. When's the last time you asked for a raise?
Hey, man. Hey,
first of all, hashtag free AT. Second of all,
that has been going around a lot today. Yes, sir.
I deserve a raise because I have scored more in the last month than Julio did last season.
Top notch. 404-741-0929. Explain to us why you think you deserve a raise for what you do. No, I'm just saying, like, for instance, my dad, in all seriousness, we've had this conversation, you and I, a million times before we even worked together. My old man said, and not to get morbid here, but he was in the hospital at the time before he passed away. He goes, "Are you happy?" I go, "Yeah, I'm loving life." He goes, "Well, don't blank with happy."
Yeah.
And I'm happy right now. Everything's great. You know, knock wood. We're doing good numbers. Everybody's listening. We're having a good time.
I want more.
Good people. But, I mean, okay, Julio.
Hey, man, it's all about performance, player. It's all about performance.
Hey, Craig, you think you deserve a raise? You can speak.
Yeah, if I speak, this will be the last time I get to talk. So, sure, give me a raise.
Craig, it's all good. You know what, Craig? I suggest you set a meeting with the boss, Double X. And you go ahead and demand that raise. That's what I'm going to suggest to you right now.
I'll tell you this. If I was Julio Jones, the money wouldn't mean anything. I've got car dealerships, Carl. I just lost a $1 million ring in Lake Lanier.
$100,000. $100,000.
I'd be happy to be a Falcon. Brotherhood. Hashtag brotherhood.
Never enough.
Bro. Hashtag touchdowns.
Never enough.
Hashtag more scoring. Was that correct? No calls?
No, he said we have calls.
I was going to say, how do we have – that would be a problem with Atlanta, Carl, that no one thinks they demand a raise here. Hey, man, you're on the radio, buddy. What do you got for us?
Yeah, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
Anyway, last time I asked for a raise was such a long time ago. I started working for myself. You know, I thought I was going to have it made. And sure enough, I do all right. But now I've done that for so long. The private sector doesn't want to hire me anymore because I work for myself. So, God, man, I'm always bidding jobs. You know what I mean? And just bad timing by Julio, by the way. I love him, by the way. But
I hear you.
Good stuff.
A lot of empathy. Only one man at the bar has empathy for Julio, and it's this guy. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. When's the last time you asked for a raise or make a case for a raise? Well, you're not going to get a raise with that effort, Carl.
No, you've got to put your case forward, sir. That's you.
Hello. Hey, man. Craig, we got any more calls? Are we done dead in the water?
Hey, man. I just had it yesterday, man. I was with my boss. I said, look, my stats don't lie. My performance don't lie. And the cameras don't lie. So, look, I need to get a raise. And she came back. Well, I can't. There's nothing I can't do. Well, I'm sorry. Here's my resignation. I'm going to the other team. Burlington, here I come.
Boom.
There it is. Listen. And this speaks to, you know, again, Mike, we talk about this all the time. There are some places you can live in this world where you don't have a choice. If you don't like what you're doing, you don't like your life, you don't like your job.
Boom.
You don't think you're valued? Quit and move on.
Right on, brother.
Find somewhere else that does value what you do, value your skills, and make the money you deserve.
Right on.
This idea that you're stuck. Is a choice.
Thank you. You know what? By the way, Ket Carl, it's at Put 'em Up C-Dukes. Gives you your daily affirmation and your life lesson.
It's a choice.
We talk about this all the time. And there's so many people in the world bellyache and complain and change.
Oh, like my job.
Your situation.
Leave. If you don't like your marriage, leave.
Thank
okay?
you.
That's
honestly,
it.
Honestly, if you're in a loveless, sexless marriage
leave.
With a 50-year-old and you're making good money.
Wait a minute.
And you want to have sex with 20-year-old strippers.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm just...
What the hell are you talking about?
The guy at the end of the bar I was talking to earlier.
Who are you describing?
The guy Rick over there. That guy right there. The guy...
Holy cow!
What? when I was talking to that
guy.
That
sounded very familiar if you ask me.
It was a guy with the glasses. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. When's the last time you asked for a raise?
I have to do the...
What's that? What'd you say?
Craig, I lost you, man. We were laughing too much.
I didn't hear him.
All right, last chance for romance. This is it. We got to end this segment. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. When's the last time you asked for a raise?
I went to the management, asked for a raise. They said, hold on, we'll get back to you. And they came back and they gave me a number. I was insulted by it, turned around, went and got a number outside the company, came back and said, yeah, here's the number I was asking for, but you're going to have to give me 10% more, too.
I'm excited for you. I hope that tracheotomy worked out for you.
Man, I don't know exactly what he said, but it sounded like he got a raise. That's all I know.
And we're excited for you, brother.
Appreciate that, man. Great job, guys. and the reason why we asked that question today on our game winner, the news with Julio, that, again, he wants a contract update. Hashtag more money.
Wrong season, man. Wrong off season. Carl, I mean, hopefully this gets resolved, but I will say this. At the bare bones, it's just not the right timing.
Yeah.
We believe in this team. We believe in the brotherhood. We've got a window. And this was the last guy we thought of all the guys on the 53-man roster to pull this kind of stuff.
We'll come back. We'll wrap things up, clear our throats, hand things over to Andy Bunker, who I'm sure has a few thoughts on this as well. His show starts at 7. We're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. It's Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.